You've been listening to Shukshukta Radio with Worku Ayelu. This is CITR 101.9 FM. What a pretty voice this woman has.
Yeah, her name is Aster Awaka.
This is Aster Awaka.
Yeah, you know her.
Of course.
Yeah.
Oh, she's really, she's a very, very well-known Ethiopian musician, right?
Absolutely.
Does she live in Addis?
I don't know at this moment. She still lives in the state.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, at this time I have no idea.
Would you say she's probably one of the most famous female vocalists?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, awesome. So, again, this is CITR 101.9 FM. You've been listening to Shukshukta. Thank you for tuning in. And thank you for tuning in to Kol Nodadi Nomadic Voice. I would love to hear from you. The number is 822-2487. What a pretty song. I'm addicted.
Really?
Yeah.
Take it.
It's gorgeous. Gorgeous. All right. So, it's a beautiful morning. It really is. It started to get a little overcast, but you can still pretend it's really pretty out there. Yeah. We're going to begin where we left off last week on Kol Nodadi. A gorgeous song that I really wanted to play and just didn't have time for last Sunday. So we're going to begin there with Yasmin Levy and off of her album Mano Suave. And then I'm going to play for you a couple of tracks off of her album that was released in 2009. And I believe to date still her newest album. So let's first listen to this, a beautiful song called Nani Nani. On Kol Nodadi, Nomadic Voice on CITR 101.9 FM.
Chico, sei alla grande.
it's beautiful that Yasmin Levy, born 1975 in Jerusalem, she's an Israeli singer-songwriter of Judeo-Spanish background, and she very much sings from those roots, from her Ladino roots. Her late father was a composer, a cantor, pioneer researcher into the long and rich history of the Ladino music and culture of Spanish Jewry and its diaspora. She has a very distinctive, emotive singing style, and she brought her new interpretation to the medieval Ladino Judeo-Spanish song by incorporating kind of more more diverse and more modern sounds of the Andalusian flamenco and Turkey, as well as combining instruments like the darbuka, the oud, the violin, the cello, and the piano. In her second album, La Juderia, she also covered popular songs from the film Vengo, a beautiful film that you must see if you haven't, directed by Tony Gatliff. And this is her, a little bit about Yasmin Levy. So I'm going to play for you off of her album Sentir, and a song called Mi Corazón. See what you think of this.
De bajo la tu ventana, lleno de dolor, envuelto en las flamas. Yo ya me cansé de tanto soñar guitarra, yo no alcancé a ver tu linda cámara. Mi corazón debajo la tu ventana, lleno de dolor, envuelto en las flamas. Yo ya me cansé de tanto soñar guitarra, yo no alcancé a ver tu linda cámara. Lleno de dolor, envuelto en las flamas. Yo ya me cansé de tanto soñar guitarra, yo no alcancé a ver.
Listening to Yasmin Levy. Singer sings from her Ladino roots, born in Jerusalem, and fusing various flamenco styles into her singing. She came onto the scene in 2000 with an album called Romance and Yasmin. This album earned her a nomination as Best Newcomer for the BBC Radio 3 World Music Awards in 2005, followed in 2005 with her second album, La Juderia. In 2006, she was nominated again, and then in the category Culture Crossing. And she said at the time, as she accepted that award, I am proud to combine the two cultures of Ladino and Flamenco while mixing in Middle Eastern influences. I am embarking on a 500 years old musical journey, taking Ladino to Andalusia and mixing it with Flamenco, the style that still bears the musical memories of the old Moorish and Jewish Spanish world. In a way, it's a musical reconciliation of history. So I've been playing to you off of two different albums, Mano Suave and also Sentir, which was released in 2009. I'm just going to play for you one more song of hers here. In fact, I just came across it right now, and I told you before that she did her renditions of a few pieces off of Tony Gatliff's film Vengo, which is one of my favorite movies, definitely one of my favorite soundtracks. And so she does a version of No Tengo Lugar. So see what you think of this. This is Kol Nuridi, Nomadic Voice, and you're listening to CITR. That was Yasmin Levy singing No Tengo Patria, or in Ladino, No Tengo Lugar, as a cover song of one of Tony Gatliff's songs on his amazing film 2000 release, Vengo, about a proud man, head of a family, very powerful in the local community, who's torn to pieces by the death of his beloved daughter, and a crazy, very passionate, dramatic plot that ensues after that. So that is Vengo. You got to see it if you haven't. You're listening to Kol Noredi, Nomadic Voice here. Thank you for tuning in. This is CITR 101.9 FM. And along the line of passionate, yearning voices, well, next I have some Shlomi Shabbat, a singer from Israel who sings from his Turkish roots as well. So this song is called Yalda Avuda. See what you think of this. Enjoy. Shlomi Shabbat off of his album Friends. He sings in Hebrew, in Turkish, in Arabic, and in Spanish. And his music is definitely of Mizrahit style. And Mizrahit literally means Eastern or from the East, but it refers to the genre of Middle Eastern style of Israeli music that combines Turkish, Greek, Arabic music brought to Israel by the Spanish, Portuguese, and the Mediterranean, North African, and other Jews that come from the Middle East. Again, usually sung in Hebrew, but may often be combined with lyrics in other languages from the lands where these Jewish-Israeli artists trace their most recent ancestral roots. Now in the Israeli music scene, Mizrahi music is very popular, but its popularity is quite recent, actually. Until the 70s, the Israeli music industry was very much dominated by westernized European derived popular Israeli music. The owners of record labels just weren't interested in this Eastern kind of music, and instead they signed music to their personal taste. It was more American and European style rock and pop music. But Israeli immigrant communities from the countries of the Middle East and North Africa have over the last 50 years created a musical style that combines elements of Greek, Turkish, Arabic, and until then, again, the Ashkenazi, which is more of the European Jewish styles, dominated Israeli music. And they were trying to, as opposed to the new Hebrew style, which was the conscious creation of Eastern European immigrants who were trying to define their new Israeli identity, the Musica Mizrahit, or the Eastern style of Israeli music that was burgeoning, emerging, was truly a spontaneous and kind of indigenous blossoming. It was initially met with hostility by the mainstream cultural institutions of the state, but now it has really become a major force in Israeli culture. Personally, it is, I guess I would say, my favorite genre of Israeli, of new Israeli music. Some of the well-known Mizrahi singers were Zohar Argov, Eyal Golan, Ofra Haza, the legendary Zehava Ben, Sarit Haddad, onwards. The list really goes on and on and on. And it is just full of passionate love songs, passionate lyrics, very poetic, quite romantic, about love loss. And often the lyrics are quite simple, but very, very universal. And likewise, the melodies, yearning, passionate, and very rhythmic. Often musically, instrumentally, Mizrahi music incorporates a lot of dominant violin or string sounds, as well as some typical percussive instruments like the darbuka. So I think that's partly why I love this genre of music so much. So along these lines, let's play for you another Mizrahit. Well, I'm not sure if he would purely consider himself a Mizrahit singer, but part of the reason I love his music so much is that I find it so pure in some way or another, so earnest, and definitely has some very strong underlying Mizrahit roots, Moroccan roots. So this is Shimon Buskila, and with a song called The Deciding Moment. See what you think of this. You're listening to Kol Nodedi, Nomadic Voice. This is CITR.
את רואה אותי יוצא לה מרחקים מנסה להתחבר את הרגש לעורר ניסיון כושר אותי הוא לא שובר רואה אותי עכשיו חלש ואנושי אני יודע אני יכול יותר לסבול לא מצליח להמריא ברגע מריע לא יכול להסתחרר ולהרגיע כי כך אני זוכר חשבתי שנגיע אני יודע השקט המזוזה יש לי רגע הפוגה את יודעת שנשארתי בלי ברירה לא יכול יותר לשתוק לא מצליח לי לצעוק זיכרון כואב שאי אפשר למחוק
Shimon Busquila, I was playing to you off of his latest album, released last year, and he has two solo albums as of now, and with each album, and in fact with each song, it sounds like he's trying out new terrain, and not afraid really of anything, but always, again, with that common element of the, some kind of purity that I can't quite put my finger on, but an earnestness with his voice and his lyrics, and just a purity, a beauty in his singing that I just love. So this song that I just played to you was called Barega Hamachria, The Deciding Moment. And again, that's Shimon Busquila from Israel, of Moroccan heritage, living in the south of Israel now. And That is that off of his latest album. Of course, he always he also collaborated with Idan Reichel on their last album there, which makes sense. Just that emotive quality, that just a yearning that is so characteristic of the Idan Reichel project. Even though they sing in an infinite number of languages, it seems, somehow their music is just so universal. In any case, thank you for tuning in. This is Kol Noredi, Nomadic Voice. Thank you for your phone calls today. And along the lines of flamenco, Andalusian music, music from Turkey that we heard from Shlomi Shabbat, that we heard from Yasmin Levy, let's go down to some roots of flamenco. This is La Parita. See what you think of him. Enjoy. That was La Parita, and that song was called A La Niña Sicilia. Thank you for tuning in, and thank you very much for your phone calls, letting me know that you're listening and you're really enjoying the music and the show. That is so, so lovely to hear. So very much appreciate it. Again, this is CITR 101.9 FM. Just want to let you know about one of the Chutzpah events that are coming up. The Chutzpah is the Jewish Performing Arts Festival. And coming up really soon, well, on Saturday, February 19th, based in Toronto, Jaffa Road is an award-winning music world music group made up of some of Canada's most exciting and innovative interpreters of intercultural music. The group has created a unique sonic landscape that draws easily and organically from the worlds of sacred and secular Jewish songs, classical Arabic and Indian music, modern jazz, rock, pop, and dub. In doing so, the group creates a union between acoustic and electronic, secular and sacred, ancient and modern. Their debut CD, called Sunplace, was nominated for a Juno. And Jaffa Road songs have won them Grand Prize and the Lennon Award in the John Lennon Songwriting Contest and Best World Music Artist at the Toronto Independent Music Awards. So this is Jaffa Road, and with special guest, the Jessica Stewart Few. So, again, Jaffa Road blends Jewish jazz, Indian, and Arabic music with electronica and dub, and the result is fantastic. That's from CBC Radio 1. And so this is happening this, well, next Saturday night, February 19th at 8 p.m. Again, as the Chutzpah Festival has already begun, it is a blazing festival. There's so much going on. I'm just kind of selecting a few events that specifically strike my interest, but there's so much going on, so I really urge you to check out the performers, the schedule, on your own online at chutzpahfestival.com. That's chutzpahfestival.com. So, of course, the Yemen Blues and the Balkan Beatbox are kind of two of the much anticipated shows, and I've been mentioning a little bit about them in recent weeks, but there are also other performers, and again, not only music, there's theater, there's dance, and so just check it out on your own online, chutzpahfestival.com. Thank you very much for tuning in. Let's just play one other song here from La Parrita. This song is called Paloma Sin Nido. Enjoy.
Sin nido, marinero errante va con los caminos que no quiera nadie, ya sin estrucido, dime quién te cante. Mujer de pocas palabras, amantes del mar, del cielo y del alba, que no tiene nada, dime quién te canta, dime quién te habla. Voy buscando una amistad a lo largo del camino. La tierra del trigo. Voy buscando una amistad a lo largo del camino, entre las olas del mar y entre la tierra del trigo. El mariposa errante que busca el camino, no quieres a nadie y tuya, no quieres a nadie. No quieres a nadie y tuya, no quieres a nadie y tuya, no quieres a nadie y tuya, no quieres a nadie. Sin nido, marinero errante va con los caminos que no quiera nadie, ya sin estrucido, dime quién te cante.
pocas palabras, amantes del mar, del cielo y del alba, que no tiene nada. Dime quién te canta, dime quién te habla. Voy buscando una amistad a lo largo del camino, entre las olas del mar y entre la tierra y el río. Voy buscando una amistad a lo largo del camino, entre las olas del mar y entre la tierra y el río. Eres mariposa errante que busca el camino. No quieres a nadie, no quieres a nadie, no quieres a nadie.
Before I let you go, and before I leave you off for another week, I just wanted to also mention one more event that's happening this week as part of the Chutzpah Festival, and I can't believe I forgot to mention it because I'm going and I'm really excited for it. So this is Klezmerata Fiorentina. This is happening this Wednesday at 7 p.m. at the Norman Rothstein Theater. That's at the Vancouver Jewish Community Center. So comprised of four principal players from leading Florentine Symphony and Opera Orchestra, Orchestra del Maggio Musicale, their style could be described as improvised klezmer chamber music, which imbues the unique instrumental language, dance rhythms, and authentic melodies of the historical klezmerim with a classical complexity of expression, wide dynamic range, and elasticity of tempo. Founded in 2005 by violinist Igor Polisitsky, Klezmerata Fiorentina has played at prestigious international venues like the Institute of Russian Culture in Vienna, Moscow's New Central Concert Hall, etc., etc., etc. So, in any case, that's happening this Wednesday evening. There's still tickets, I believe. If you're a student, they're cheaper. They're about $18. Non-students, just regular adult tickets, are $28. So, again, check that out online through thechutzpahfestival.com. And along that note, I'm just going to leave you off with one last track here. This is Chambao off of their album. What is this? Oh my goodness, I can't even tell you because it's in the recorder here. But it's off of their latest album, their last album. And it's called Ahí Estás Tú. So thank you for tuning in to another week of Kol Noredi, Nomadic Voice. Have a wonderful week and see you next Sunday, 11 o'clock to noon. Enjoy. This is Chambao on Kol Noredi. Bye-bye.
Ocupen en tu